technician, he said that due to as you're using the same internet connection, you are getting the same ID. Okay, I'm going to just transfer this call to my senior technician so that he may just consult you or else assist you very well and you may just clear the doubt, okay?
Okay.
Just hold on a moment, sir.
Yes, certainly. Do you want to hear this? Well, there.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, hi, sir. This is Sam, the Level 5 technician of Online Computer Expert. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for your concern. And as my technical person told you that, as you're, like, you just checked all with all your three computers, you're getting the same computer license ID, right, sir?
Yes, I was.
Yes, this is because of, as you're using a one internet connection, that is the reason why you're getting the same ID, okay? It would be the computer license ID, the same computer license ID.
Okay, well, let's suppose for a minute that's true. Then how is this my Windows ID number?
Pardon me?
How would that be my Windows ID number? I mean, it might be my IP address identifier, but certainly a internet connection would not dictate the serial number, the license number, or anything else of the Windows operating system. Would you not agree? You guys are online computer experts, right?
Sir, I'm talking about the Windows thing only.
Yeah, I'm talking about Windows too. That would have nothing to do with an internet connection. If I had four machines that weren't connected to the internet, it would all come up the same because that's how this works.
Yes, sir. As I'm just telling you that, as you're using one internet connection, that is the reason why you're finding the same computer license ID in every computer.
What's your name, sir?
Sir, this is Sam Johnson.
Wow, Sam Johnson. Okay. Hey, Sam, I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying that you are absolutely incorrect. And if you really believe what you're telling me, then you are certainly not an online computer expert. Because the internet pipe that you have and the IP address that you have, which is virtually the only unique identifier that has anything to do with the internet, your serial number, your identifier on your CPU would not be the same on two machines. Your Windows license number would not be the same unless you use the same installation of Windows, which I can assure you on these three machines, I have not done. So you'll have to explain.
You're right on your path, but the thing is, the IP number would be different. Why? Because it would be completely different. Why? Because, like, the gateway would be different, okay? And as you're using one internet provider, that is the reason why you're finding the same computer license ID.
No, you have that just flipped backwards, okay? The IP address would be unique. The software identifier, the license identifier of Windows would certainly not be repeated because of an internet connection. You're wrong. Unless you can tell me why you're not wrong or agree with me that you are wrong, I don't see how we're going to proceed from here. See, a CLS ID is a class identifier stored in the Windows registry at HK classes root CLS ID. Are you still there, Sam?
I'm here.
Okay, but I don't recommend that you go to the registry unless you know what you're doing. Okay, fortunately, you can use the ASSOC command, ASSOC, which is what the fellow there had me use. It scrolls a long file to the bottom. If you're interested in seeing what it contains, blah, blah, blah. And there's the ID. And you know what? It's the exact same on this blog where I'm reading about the very scam that you guys are running as it is on all three of my machines. How do you explain that, Sam?
Sir.
Yes.
Sir,
yes.
If you are telling us that we are scammers, we'll not give you our customer care number. That's the main thing, okay? If we are scammers, whenever you ask our number, we would immediately hang up the call. But we have given you a call back, and we have given you a number two.
You are giving me a number two, that's for sure. Listen, though, this is hilarious. See, what it says here is that most of the time the scanners will have your phone number, and they will have your address, which you're getting out of the phone book, typically, and you guys could not produce my address nor my name, right?
Sorry?
Yeah, I mean, do you know who I am? Can you give me my Windows serial number?
Pardon me?
Can you give me my Windows serial number for real? Not the CLS ID, not that number. Can you give me my actual Windows serial number? If you got this from Windows Division, can you just do that?
Sir, as we have signed up with the Windows Care Technical Team, a contract with them, that is the reason why they have assigned us this project, okay? And we have got the only phone number and the computer license ID, okay?
Okay.
And as you're telling me that we are scammers, okay? And if we are scammers, we'll never give our customer care number, okay? If we are asking a customer care number, we'd never give a customer care number.
Okay, but you gave me the number, and the first time I called it, nobody answered it.
But the second time when you called us, they did answer. You're right?
You're right, because I alerted the caller who was calling me that I was calling you. So somebody got on the phone, which was very cool of you.
You have confirmed that it's a number, right? Like, they are lifting up the call or not. You have confirmed it by yourself, right?
What, the CLSID number?
No, the number which my technical person gave you, the 855 number.
Yeah, but where are you guys located again?
We are calling you from New York, sir, the Clifton Park City.
The Clifton Park City?
Yep.
What does that mean?
York?
Come on, where are you really? Listen, that's not a New York accent. Okay, wait. I'm not trying to be a joker or poke fun at anybody, but that is definitely not a New York accent I'm hearing. And the previous fellow who called...
I'm actually from Asia, okay?
From Asia. And you swear to God you're not in Asia right now.
Sorry?
I say you swear to God that you're not in Asia right now.
No, sir.
Okay, then why are you using the internet to call me? Why do you come up as all zeros?
As we are calling you from a call center, obviously we will be calling you from the internet only.
Yeah, why is that? I know a lot of call centers that actually have phone numbers. When they call you, it doesn't come up all zeros.
Whenever you get a call from a call center, obviously they would call you from internet.
Why obviously? That is not obvious to me. When I get a call from a call center, a number comes up in my caller ID.
That is obviously, sir.
But why are you trying to convince me things I know aren't true are true? Why are you saying it like, oh, come on now?
End the conversation. When you think that it's not true, we'll end the conversation. Why to waste your time then?
Well, because frankly, I'm recording this, and it's going to be hilarious on the internet when I post it. That's why.
No problem, sir. Sir, you can't scare me like that, okay? I'm not going to, like, get scared whatever you tell me.
Okay, I'm not going to get scared either, man. And I don't think for 1 minute my computer has been hacked.
And do anything whatever you want, okay?
Well, yeah.
You can't do anything with the voice recording, okay? You can't do anything with the voice recorder there.
I can or I cannot?
You can do or you cannot do. It's totally up to you.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to be very funny on the internet. You don't think it will be?
Okay. Go ahead. It's up to you, sir. I've just told you. It's completely
okay.
up to you.
Have you ever been to a site called WeLiveSecurity.com?
Pardon me?
A website called WeLiveSecurity.com.
RealSecurity.com?
No, WeLive, like WeLive Security.com.
No, I didn't.
You have not been there?
No.
Okay, because here, let's see here, 360. Have you ever, let's see, Windows PC Care, Microsoft Tech Support, Windows Security, Windows Service Center. Have you ever called yourselves, like, 360E Tech Support?
Pardon me, sir?
How about PC Support Care Today? Is that one of the names you use? What's the name of your company again? Hello?
If you'd like to make a... again.
Ugh, you can't get any better than that.